Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline is Aaron Hayden and Joyce Hayden from the Western Suburbs. And I thank both of you for your time. I had a chance to meet Aaron and Joyce earlier in the week when I did a TV story for CCX News. And what a tragedy you've had to deal with. Aaron, your sister Taylor, Joyce, your daughter Taylor, shot randomly at a supper club in Atlanta 4 years ago, and she died, and now you're trying to combat gun violence. I'll start with you, Joyce. As a mom, to lose a beautiful young daughter at the age of 25, it had to be absolutely shattering.
It was shattering, and it still shatters me. I have to be honest about that. There is nothing about that loss that is easy, nor is it easy to kind of get used to it or to accept it. It's hard. It's hard every day. So it's really a challenge to keep going and keep putting one foot in front of the other.
Yeah, and I applaud you and Aaron, because it would be easy to get bitter and rail against the world. That might be how a lot of us would react. But you're trying to take this huge negative, this catastrophe, and make something good out of it. And Aaron, we talked the other day. Look, gun violence, things that happen daily, like what happened to Taylor in Atlanta, roughly 100 times a day there are people dying because of gun violence in the U.S. We are numb to it. You listen to the news here on CCO, there's always two or three shootings, and then nationally we know there are many others. But Aaron, it's an epidemic, isn't it?
Absolutely, and to call it anything other than an epidemic is just false and kind of watering down the real issue. It is the gun homicide rate in the United States is 25 times higher than any other high-income country. And so there is clearly a public health issue at stake. The soul of our country is at stake. And so we're trying to just do what we can as our little family to help bring awareness and to bring some healing to those who have gone through the same things that we have.
Why do you believe, Joyce, we in the U.S. are not making any real progress when it comes to sensible gun laws? I'll use Canada, our northern neighbors, as an example. They had a rare mass shooting a couple of months ago. Within weeks, the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, banned assault weapons. They took it very seriously. In this country, we don't go down that road. Why do you think that is?
Well, it baffles me that we don't go down that road. Gun violence is a serious issue, and I think that people have been taught falsely that when we talk about doing something about gun violence, that we're talking about taking away their right to own a gun, to carry a gun, and that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about those strategies that can be put in place that would bring sensible legislation to end gun violence. And that's the piece that we have to really get people to understand, is that gun violence is the issue, not your gun. gun violence.
Erin, you're now 26, so you've outlived your sister, Taylor. Again, former Wayzata High School student. She was 25 when she was shot and killed in Atlanta. How has it been for you to lose a sister and now try to call attention to something that is so catastrophic in the U.S., and that's gun violence?
There's really no words to describe or explain the screaming deficit that I feel in my life without her. We were very close. We were only 3 years apart, but we were so much closer than that as far as our relationship goes. And the fact that we just couldn't have seen this coming, and then losing her, that in itself is just the most traumatic and tragic loss of my life. But there was no other option for our family but to put in to take our grieving and our energy and put that into something positive, because we know far too many people outside of our own family who have been impacted by gun violence. I have friends who have been impacted by gun violence, other family members. And, you know, we know that we had a certain community in Minnesota that we could reach out to and lean on for help. And so we did that, and they are really just the driving force that keeps us going, the community that we've been able to create here.
Erin and Joyce Hayden, our guests here on CCO on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. They lost a family member, Taylor, to a shooting in Atlanta 4 years ago. Joyce, are we numb to the news of gun violence? Because it happens so often that I feel it's sad to say it, but I feel like we're numb to it.
I agree to a great extent that we as a society are numb to it, and we kind of look at the news and we go, oh my gosh, that's awful, that's horrible, that's so sad, but we don't do anything. And the fact that that continues to happen on a daily basis is what keeps driving us, our family, to say, use our voice, use our voices to make sure that people understand that this is a crisis situation and we have to speak out. We have to get busy. We have to bring awareness to the issue so that this doesn't happen to other families.
Erin, last week there was a vigil for Taylor. It was online. I know that your family received a lot of support for that. Tell us exactly how the vigil went.
The vigil far exceeded our expectations. It was the first time we did a completely virtual event. Every year on the 23rd of July, we hold a it used to be a balloon release, and this year we did a candlelight vigil. And this year, because of the COVID-19 impacts, we decided to do it completely virtual. There were people from all over the country and internationally that tuned in. There were over 1,000 views at the time of the event, and it has gone over 2,000 views since then. We were able to have a short program. It lasted about 45 minutes, and we had one of the representatives from Moms Demand Action in Every Town for Gun Safety speak on behalf of gun violence. We were able to hear from family members and friends of Taylor's. Me and my little sister spoke, as well as, of course, my parents. We had my grandparents represented. And so just a lot of people who knew Taylor, knew her extensively and well, and were able to really just shine a light on the type of spirit that she was. And we also were able to take some time and read off names of others who were killed by gun violence, and to bring just attention and awareness to those names and honor and remember other people that some people may not have heard of at this point.
Joyce, is this analogous to what we've seen with the movement in the wake of the George Floyd tragedy? I covered a number of those protests for CCO Radio, and one of my takeaways was, yeah, a lot of focus on George Floyd, but also the others, historically African-American males, who have lost their lives at the hands of police. So it was bringing a lot of people under one umbrella in the sense that Is that what you're thinking now as you try to shed light on gun violence victims? There was a march today in St. Paul for Nia Black. St. Paul Mayor Melvin Carter was there. Like your daughter, a victim of a random shooting, is that what you need for everyone to come together?
It's exactly what we need, is for everyone to come together and for everyone to understand that this is not an isolated incident. It is happening all over the country 100 times a day, and we have to put an end to it. And the more people we have telling these stories and making waves is what we have to do.
What about the involvement I know that both of you have with Every Town for Gun Violence? They certainly have a huge presence, not just in Minnesota, but across the nation. Do you feel like they're making any traction to come up with some sensible gun laws?
They are making traction, but what we have to do more than anything is to elect gun sense representatives. That's what's important. If we are going to change anything, then we as people who are interested in making changes, not only interested but passionate about it, we have to elect officials who are sensitive to this issue and are willing to do something about it. We can't do this without that happening.
And I don't know if we have Erin back on the line yet. Her call dropped. But,
yeah, Erin. Erin's here.
Okay. Senator Ron Latz, I know out of St. Louis Park, I've talked to him about this issue a couple of times. He's one of those people in your corner. He's proposed the red flag laws. Is he somebody that you've talked to?
Absolutely. He's been at our events from the very beginning, our very first event in 2017. He was in attendance. So he has been supportive. Senator Jeffrey Hayden, who is our family member, Taylor's brother, he has been very vocal in doing something about legislation, and we have been working with him. So there are quite a few people. We need more.
Erin, the polls show that a majority of Americans want sensible gun laws. What can you do? What can your mom, Joyce, do? You know, what can we do to make sure the politicians hear that?
Yeah, I think like the number that I heard, it was like around 90% of people are in favor of sensible gun laws. And I think the biggest thing is getting out there to vote. There is a sense that, you know, our vote doesn't matter, it doesn't count. And that's the furthest thing from the truth. And so just holding your friends and your family members accountable to show up for elections at all levels and to talk about what are, you know, educate yourself on what are gun sense laws, who are the representatives or politicians that their values align with yours, and vote accordingly. And again, just talk to each other. If you don't necessarily understand why gun sense laws is such a hot topic or needs to be addressed, talk to somebody who may have a different viewpoint from you, and vice versa. And hopefully we can come to a common ground respectfully. I think that, you know, a lot of people just aren't wanting to hear the other side. And so I just am hoping that people can educate themselves and open up their ears and their hearts to really like be more compassionate, because this is a public health crisis, and this needs to be talked about just like we're talking about some of the more deadlier diseases in America.
Yeah, clearly it's an epidemic. When you have roughly 100 shooting deaths a day in the United States, I would call that an epidemic. And I don't think my own personal opinion, we're not doing nearly enough to try to, you know, get the thing flattened out and, you know, turn that number around. Joyce, you told me the other day, again, you and Erin lost Taylor, a family member, to a random shooting in Atlanta 4 years ago. You live in the Western burbs. You live in the, you know, in the comfort of suburbia. This is not just an inner city issue, though. These shootings happen everywhere, don't they?
They do. And I think that we have to be very clear about that. It's, you know, we look at television because those are the stories that typically pop up. are shootings that happen in the inner city and black-on-black crime, and we think, oh, that doesn't affect me, but it does. And we are beginning to see as a nation, because of all of these random shootings and mass shootings, that you can be anywhere. Taylor was in a very upscale area of Atlanta. She was in Buckhead. And, you know, that's not where, you know, we would have ever thought that there would be a problem like this. It's not the place that that would happen. But as Aaron has often said, people say, oh, you know, she was at the wrong place at the wrong time. And yeah, but what's the right place? Because you can't go to a movie theater without thinking about who in here might start shooting, because that's happened before. You can't go to church without thinking that. You can't be in school without thinking that. You can't be on a college campus without thinking that. You can't be at a concert without thinking that. So, you know, those are just a few places that we've had mass shootings that you would never, ever think that that would happen. Yet it has. And we have to really fight against people being able to get guns who shouldn't have them and being able to use them in that way.
And to your point, every time I go to the gym that I belong to and I get on the leg squat machine, there's a sign 5 yards in front of me on the wall that says what to do in case of a mass shooting inside this facility.
Wow.
And I said to myself, that alone speaks volumes to how far off the rails we are in this nation, that I have to should even have to think about what to do going to the gym. As you said, it happens everywhere. Churches, theaters, schools. We have to find a way to get this thing going in the right direction. And Aaron and Joyce, I thank you so much for your time. And finally, Aaron, too, let our listeners know what I learned in talking to you on Monday doing the TV interview was that somebody actually used Taylor as a human shield during the shooting?
Yes. Yep. So as the incident was happening, obviously Taylor was not the intended target. However, the intended target ran in her direction and picked her up, and instead of him being exposed, used her as a shield to shield him from catching the bullet. So out of the hundreds of people that were probably in the parking lot that night, it was only Taylor that got the two bullets, and Taylor was the only one who passed away that day. We still don't have justice for her, and we don't know if we ever will get justice for her. So we are also living with that on top of the loss of her life.
My condolences to both of you. Certainly, a catastrophic situation in Atlanta, losing Taylor, and I do applaud you for trying to, combat this issue of gun violence in the U.S. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Eric. We really do.
All right, very good. Joyce Hayden and Aaron Hayden, Joyce's daughter Taylor, Aaron's sister Taylor, gone down 4 years ago randomly in Atlanta, died another victim of senseless gun violence. They live in the western suburbs. They came to you on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.